This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're listening to The Morning Run with Lynn Mark, Roshan Kanisen and Noelle Lim. Now, taking a look this morning at political developments on the home front, given the outsized role of East Malaysia in our political landscape today, how the Perikatan National Government navigates some of the tricky issues pertaining to the rights of Sabah and Sarawak will in fact be very important to watch.
Yeah, so some new developments here. This week, the government said that it will not set up a parliamentary select committee on the implementation of the Malaysia Agreement, or MA63, basically reverse a decision that was made by Pakatan Harapan, and instead it will continue with setting up a special council on the issue, which I think reports to the cabinet, with its composition being finalised at the moment.
So it'll be curious to see if these discussions on the MA63 have any impact on the upcoming Sabah state elections. Speaking of Sabah, the battle for the state is also heating up, even amongst family members. So for some analysis on what's happening over in East Malaysia, we have on the line with us this morning Professor James Chin, Professor of Asian Studies at the University of Tasmania and a frequent commentator on Malaysian politics. James, thank you so much for joining us. So let's start with the recent developments on MA63. How do you think the PN administration will approach this issue given the political fragility of their coalition?
Good morning. So what I think is that the PN administration has put everything on ice. So for example, we know that they've announced that they are not going to publish the report of the MA committee and all the work that was done during the PH administration. Now, the reason why it's been put on ice is because I think everyone is waiting for the outcome of the Sabah state election. That will have an immediate bearing on what's going to happen to this new committee that the government is thinking of setting up. My take is that it's a huge mistake for the federal government not to publish the report. Basically, the report was actually done. The old committee under PH actually completed its work. They more or less had an agreement out of 21 issues. They more or less had agreement on 17 of the issues. And the big items that were less unresolved was basically the oil and gas issues. So they should have published the report. And I think the reason why they needed to publish the report is they needed to show what sort of progress they've made on these MA63 issues. Now, the obvious question to ask is that why are they not publishing the report? My guess is that they're not publishing the report simply because of the Sabah state election. That's number one. Secondly, I think there are some high-level negotiations happening now, and they're going to relook at some of the earlier agreements that were made. So that's probably the reason why they do not want to publish the report, because they do not want to sort of corner themselves and sort of commit themselves to what was discussed earlier during the Pakatan Harapan administration.
James, the government said it will set up a special council to discuss MA63 instead of a parliamentary select committee, which was what the previous government had decided. Are you satisfied with that decision?
I think it's too early to try to second guess who will be members of this new committee. The previous parliamentary select committee system was much more transparent, because what happens is that if you put on a parliamentary select committee system, this means that all the MPs will be involved, hearings will be public. By putting into a special committee, which reports, as I understand it, to the Prime Minister and not even to the Cabinet, this means that everything will be done in the shadows, and people really will have no idea. But again, we are speculating, because I think everything is up in the air. I think everyone's waiting for the results of the upcoming Sabah state election.
Well, meanwhile, over in Sabah, Datuk Sri Anifah Aman recently said it was time for his older brother, Tan Sri Musa Aman, to retire from politics to pave way for younger leaders. What do you make of this statement?
I think that is sort of a popular sentiment in Sabah. I think the popular sentiment in Sabah is that we really need a whole reset of Sabah politics. Too many issues are not resolved, and perhaps it's time to look for new leadership. But having said that, I think it's very, very difficult to get rid of political warlords, people like Musa Aman. There are a few very influential political families in Sabah. It's very difficult to get rid of the so-called older people, as long as politics in Sabah is based around personalities. So I think, although I think he has a wide wide support for his idea. I think implementation-wise, I think it's not possible in the near term.
So, James, you know, looking at the upcoming Sabah state elections, which you mentioned, what are some of the key campaign issues that you expect to crop up during the run up to the actual polls? Or is it somewhat difficult to generalize at this point because of the size and the complexity of the voting landscape?
Well, of course, we can guess what the main issues will be. The first one, obviously, is what they call Rampasan Kuasa. They talk about Musa Aman trying to grab power or backdoor government, like what happened at the end of February at the federal level. They will paint Musa Aman as somebody who's been supported by Kuala Lumpur, and therefore state nationalism or MA63 will come into play. I think they will also play on the sentiments that, you know, if you select Musa Aman, then basically the Katak culture will come back, money politics will come back, and no reforms are possible. So I think a lot of it will be based on personalities. So it'll be Shafi Abdal, the so-called victim of the Rampasan Kuasa, versus Musa Aman, which represents all the nasty and bad things that happened during the time of the Barisan Nasional. So I think those are some of the big issues. And I think also in terms of personalities, we have to wait because we don't know who the candidates are. My understanding is that there are going to be a lot more candidates this time around. People think that this time is really free for all. So a lot of people be trying their luck. So the other prediction I'll make is that a lot of the older politicians who were left out in 2018, they'll be trying their luck this time around.
Thank you so much for speaking with us this morning, James. That was Professor James Chin, Professor of Asian Studies at the University of Tasmania, as well as a frequent commentator on Malaysian politics, very frank in his estimate of what he thinks are going to be the big issues running up to the Sabah state elections. And for him, what it boils down to is that personality politics are really still very strong in Sabah, much like I think they are across the whole of the country, really.
Yeah, I think that is the state of play right at this point. The personality is very strong. That's why we constantly take a look at the different prominent politicians. And that's why it's interesting to see what's happening between the Aman brothers as well, right? Because you've got a little bit of a situation where maybe it's time to let the younger politicians, and by younger we mean in their 40s, step up and, and you know, take the mantle and take the
it's
lead
all
and all of that. It would be nice to see. I would like to see more young politicians take up more prominent roles. But, I mean, we'll have to wait and see. Personality and family hold a lot of power.
Well, I think the remaining factors to be discussed, MA63, oil royalties, cash payments for petroleum and minerals. But here's the thing, right? You can increase the amount paid to Sarawak, but will this money really trickle down to those who need the assistance most?
I guess we'll have to keep our eye out on the developments as we head into the election period. And don't forget to vote on the poll that we have running as well on the BFM Twitter account at BFM Radio, asking you, in your view, who is the most prominent Sabahan politician? But right now we're about to head into the 8 o'clock news bulletin, and then we're having the breakfast grill where Wang Xiaoning speaks with Muhammad Razlan Jalaluddin, CEO of Education Malaysia Global Services. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.